stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's March 20th.
Wow, it has just flown. Seriously.
It has flown, hasn't
it?
Yes. Yeah, it's almost the end of the friggin' month.
I know it. I know, it's so annoying when your computer shuts down and everything shuts down. And I was just about to tweet to our guest and, and say, hey, and talk about it. But now I can't because I don't even know what it's Twitter.
And they said there's no problems with Max, right?
Yeah, it's because Mercury's in retrograde.
Is that what it
is? Yes. I'm telling you, you know what's funny is, remember Monday, last Monday, all the shit in my life started. It was really bad. I had a really bad week. And Mercury went into retrograde on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's really affecting you.
Big time. And it's weird because I always get little things that affect me, like the computers and annoying things like this. It's so annoying. So annoying.
Yeah.
And last night I was having a freak out because the computer did it too. And it's like, oh my God, I had to send all of this stuff and I had all these windows open and it shut down. And I'm like,
oh my God,
this is not happening. I lost all the information.
Yeah.
And then it took me like 15 minutes to log back on because it just wouldn't let me.
Wow.
And that's when Mercury is in retrograde. But usually I'm not affected as much as I've been this past week, which is weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that
means. Yeah, you've had a pretty eventful week, I would say.
Yeah.
Last week.
Our guest that'll be calling in soon is Michael, I guess you say Mapes. It could be Mapes. I'm not really sure how you say it.
Mapes,
I think it's Mapes.
Probably.
And he is, maybe he can explain why. he is a psychic and medium, very well known. And maybe he can give us a little insight on why this is all happening.
Yeah, maybe.
but yeah, and it's kind of scary because you're not supposed to travel during this time either.
Oh, really?
When Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah.
So when is it going to be out of retrograde?
You want to laugh?
Yeah.
The 4th?
Really?
When we're back?
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like,
we're not supposed to travel, huh? Well,
no,
fuck that shit, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I don't believe it.
I really just...
But if he's a psychic, I'd like him to... I never get any readings or anything. Maybe he'll do something for us, you know? Somebody needs to convince me. Because it always sounds too general, you know? I don't know. I don't buy that shit.
Well, we'll have him maybe do something small for you if he can. I know it takes a while to, like, tap into it, so...
Really?
Yeah, and I've, you know, just like... our really good friend, Psychic Dave.
Mm-hmm.
It takes him a moment to kind of get into it. He's got to read, and it takes energy out of people, like big time. Yeah. You know what? And what they do, every person has their own thing. Like Psychic Dave prays for a moment, and then waits like a minute or two, calls in the guides and everything, and it takes a couple minutes for him to like focus.
Right.
And then he would do your reading. And then he would get out of it, and then he'd have to close that doorway and then reopen it for the next person.
Really?
So I don't know how. Yeah. But sometimes, and that's how I know a lot of people work.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it doesn't matter. So yeah, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we will see.
If Michael,
did he ever do a reading for you?
We were supposed to meet up and well over the phone wise and do it, but we never got. I had a really bad week last week, and you know, and I didn't want to have a reading on a bad week.
Really?
I felt like this negative energy was around me. I felt like the space around me was dark, and I didn't want to have a reading in that space.
Yeah.
I wanted to be more clear-headed and wait for things to lighten up per se around me, and I absolutely think they have, and wait and. Have it till then. And you're going to laugh at me.
Nah.
You always laugh at me. Yeah.
I don't laugh at you. Come
you
on.
You do.
When?
I don't know.
You're just saying that.
Okay. So one of the things I did to feel better was my girlfriend, Susan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, when I have weird times or I'm really, really down, I take something that I have blessed from, like, you know, her church or whatever religion you are, grab it from wherever. And she's like, and I put it on, I feel protected. And I said, that's interesting. I actually have some things from the Vatican that I've kept, and I haven't touched them in I don't know how long. And I've got, like
what things did you get from the
I'm
Vatican?
I'm actually wearing it.
Oh,
I've
really?
I've been wearing it.
What is it, like a necklace or something?
Mm-hmm. See these three little, like, they're like little circles, they're little coins
right.
on my necklace. They're they're different. They're blessed by the Pope. They're from the Vatican. They're blessed with holy water from there. And it's like St. Christopher, which is for travels.
Uh-huh.
St. Michael, and I can't see what this one is. I forget. I think it's Raphael, actually, who I love. But anyway, just guardian. They're like guardian angels. And if this is really weird, okay, this is even crazier. So I have, like, other things that, like, stones and other things I've gotten from. I collect crosses from around the world. I don't know if it's a thing. I love going into old churches just around the world, whether I'm in Spain or anywhere in Europe or wherever. I just think it's cool.
Right.
And I collect, like, you know, whatever from there. And I have some things from around the world. And I went to put them on. This is going to sound so crazy. And I felt like they burned.
Really?
And I was like, that's weird.
Wow.
And then I took something else from the Vatican and put it on, and it didn't burn. And I'm like, all the other, some other weird things did. So I took it, and I was like, all right, these things are bad. And I'll put them in the corner. It was really weird.
Really?
But ever since I've had it on, I felt good, and I've been protected.
Wow. That's all that matters is the belief, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'm reading a book on habits.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is...
okay.
It's like in the top 10 right now of the New York's bestseller list or something. But
mm-hmm.
So it's something new. And it's amazing. It tells you, you know, why we do things and how to break habits and stuff. And, you know...
That's funny.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
They say it takes 21 days to break a habit.
Really?
Is that, yeah. Did they say it in there?
Well, no, they didn't really say that. He's talking about, you know, it's more like scientifically and stuff, how it works.
Okay.
And, it's very interesting, although I forgot what the point is that I wanted to make with the habits or something. But what were we talking about? I mean,
we were talking about how it makes me feel better about
right.
certain things.
Yeah, exactly. And, I remember. So with a habit, it's like not only do you have to change the process of, like, you know, when you have the, when there's like a cue for you to, like, pick up a cigarette or something.
Right.
Or a drink. So they're saying in order to quit, you also have to have belief, you know, because it's not enough just to, like, he's given, for example, the AA program, the 12 step programs. And he says, you know, I mean, some people... you know, they'll go through the steps and everything and you know, they'll do whatever it takes to quit the habit.
Right.
But, you know, then they have to, you know, that's why they have the spirituality part of the program, because you have to believe. And they're saying that if you can believe that you can conquer the problem, then you will, you know.
Right.
So that's the reason I brought it up, is because you believe, you know, and I think maybe because of that, it works for you.
You know what? I do see what you're saying, and that is interesting. And it's everything is, like, I see the habitual thing as well. But I also think, you know, hypnotherapy? Do you know anything about that or no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Play, like, reprogram your brain. So it kind of has to do with, like, habits. So I kind of see what you're saying.
But the thing is that I didn't mean for it. I mean, I wasn't talking about the habit part. I was talking about the belief part. So, because you brought up belief.
Yeah,
so that's why. But
you're right. I think.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying you have a habit of doing this or anything. No, that's not it.
I think you're right. I think, it's also the energy you're putting out.
Right.
I could believe, not that I could believe I could fly, but I could believe, I don't know.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't
do
know.
That.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I know that I'm very strong. That's a whole show. This belongs in a spiritual, holistic show. But it's like, I know when I was younger and I would believe certain things would happen, and they would.
Uh-huh.
And they would come true. Like, really would. And I think it's like the energy that you put out there. And I know that I am powerful in a sense where whatever I'm thinking, thought-wise, positive-wise, it happens. Like, and sometimes I'll just say things, like, I'll just say, like, they're going to happen. And even though it hasn't happened, like, I booked this commercial, like the one I'm going in for today. I booked it, and I am convinced that I booked it. And then guess what? I book it.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah.
Good for you.
It's just like the thought. It's like my, yeah. I don't know.
So that's why someone like you has to focus on positive thoughts all the time,
do.
Right?
But I get affected.
If you're manifesting these things, your thoughts.
I think about that and I'm like, why would I manifest negativity last week? Like, I don't understand. But I also feel like I'm so sensitive to other people. Like, I'm, remember that lady that was on the show and she was talking about how everyone has their own intuitive or intuition, right, or whatever. And certain people are different. And mine, I know I'm emotional. Like, I'm very sensitive. So right. I can, like, feel your emotions. I can pick them up off of other people, like, all the time. Like, if you're upset, really? I know it. And then I'll find a way to approach it. But I've always been that way. I've always, like, picked up on people and adapted to wherever their level is and, like, trying to, like, bring them back up kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
Which affects me greatly. And for whatever reason, like, there's a lot of weird negative people around me. It's actually interesting because this jerk face texted me last week too, and I actually thought every time a lot of weird bad things happen, I swear to you, it's because he used to be around, but I cut him out of my life. But he will still, I feel bad, but he still, like, will text me occasionally, and he texted me a few times last week, and I'm like, you know what, I feel like all this stuff is happening because he texted me. Like, I don't know.
Now, who's he that we're talking about?
Oh, this guy. He's horrible.
Okay, so you just, I mean, because you said, you know, fuckface or whatever, but
we call him fuckface.
Fuckface?
I have nicknames for different people.
I see, okay.
And his name is fuckface because it's the names we don't speak of.
Okay. He who must not be mentioned.
Yes, he who must not be named. Like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, shh, don't
name, that's right.
I know, it's retarded.
Oh, man, this Harry Potter thing.
I love Harry
Potter. Do you believe the Hunger Games now? I mean, it's like such...
I want to see this.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it aimed towards younger audience, though? I mean, those are like teen novels.
I don't care.
Right? You don't care. You want to see it.
You know what it is? Anything magical or mystical, I'm about.
Like, really?
I'm
you like that,
I'm completely about it. I love it. I think, yeah. And maybe it's because I'm into, like, spiritual sense and I've experienced, not that I have superpowers, but, you know, I find it intriguing.
Yeah.
I do.
No, that's cool. So have you seen all the Harry Potter movies?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I love Harry Potter. I love vampire things, too. I love even cheesy ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. But, so I've seen
all the are a lot of vampires movies and TV shows now.
There are. And I think they're always been around, but it was like, as soon as Twilight got picked up, then it's like, oh, well, we'll sell this, we'll sell this. And it's like every network was competing for that attention.
That's true.
So we have a ton of them on right now, but there are a lot of different networks.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the mystical side. People are more in tune with the mystical side, the new age.
Probably, yeah. And I think people have always been into fantasy and things like that, you know. So.
But you've got like their vampire shows. Yeah. You've got your like what do you call them? Your
the zombie shows. Yeah, the Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and shit like
the shapeshifter stuff. The Teen Wolf is back. You know, you got a lot of those.
Yeah.
True Blood, Vampire Diaries. Anyway.
I know. I don't get vampires. I mean, what I don't get is why people like them so much.
I love it.
Why do you think?
They're intriguing.
Really?
They're sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're
like they're eternal and stuff. And
I guess, but they're beautiful. Yeah. Like, they're known to be... That's why they lure you in, because they're meant to be... They're supposed to be beautiful. And so it's just kind of this...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They're sexy. Bite me.
In the movies.
In the movies.
Yeah.
Don't bite me in real life. Well, it depends. I'm kidding. What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, they're sexy in the movies. I mean, but, you know, I mean, some movies are not, the vampires are not sexy. It's just, I think this is the vision of a couple of authors, you know.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
We've got the phone call, so let's get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
This Good. Is
Michael
How are
Mapes,
you guys?
Right?
Yes.
Is it Michael Mapes?
Yes. Mapes, yep.
Okay, sounds good.
I was going to make sure I pronounced it right. I was like, I think it's Mapes, but if I'm saying it wrong, I feel bad.
Yeah. I don't think you can mispronounce that name.
I don't know. It could be like, you know, like Mapes. Like, I don't know. Spicing it up. I don't know.
Michael, where are you calling us from?
I am actually calling from Des Moines, Iowa. I just moved here from Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I'm here temporarily.
Really? Who moves to Iowa?
Believe it or not, my partner lives here, and we're working on that. We're working on selling his house, and then we're heading out to Austin, Texas. So
cool.
It's a temporary. Yeah, definitely. It's somewhere I never thought I'd be.
Yeah. So you actually moving from Minneapolis to Austin? Did you say?
He'll be going to Austin after. That sounds cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. So that's our next goal.
So you move into Austin, right?
Yeah.
Yep, within the year.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Why did you pick that town?
We just both like it. We really want to go somewhere warm. We're sick of the winters, and it's just a great little city. So
yeah,
it's a good party town.
Yeah, it is. It's known for that. Yeah. So Michael, tell us, how did you guys? How do you know him?
Via email.
Oh really?
Yes.
How did you?
Yeah, we've just been talking. We've got to do your full reading still.
I know. We absolutely have to.
Yeah, but how did you guys meet? What, on Facebook or something? Or?
No, it was via email. Yeah, you
what
contacted
do you mean via
yeah, I just
email.
Emailed you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got in touch with the show.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
I thought you guys were friends or something, that you knew each other.
We can be now.
Yeah, you can be friends now, exactly.
We're email buddies now.
Yeah. So you listen to the show sometimes, Michael?
I do. I'm a big fan.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. Brigetta was describing you as a medium or a psychic.
Psychic, medium.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that.
Very gifted.
Yeah. I first told my preschool teacher when I was 5 years old that I was a psychic. And then and she wasn't amused. And I always had kind of this ability to feel really connected, to get information for people. But I never thought that I would use it. When I was 19... I lost somebody really close to me. She came through and she said, you're going to do readings, you're going to travel, you're going to speak, you're going to write.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, thanks, but no thanks, kind of. And 6 months later, just through a strange turn of events in my own life, I started doing readings for people, really thinking, well, I'll just prove that there's nothing to this and then I'll move on. And then the exact opposite happened. And then 8 years later, here I am. So, so it's been a long journey. When I work on seeing where people are at, where they've been, and then where they're going. So kind of giving them that roadmap, the things that they can look out for, and then whatever kind of their spiritual challenges are, because we have so much free will in the type of life that we have ultimately.
Yeah.
Right. Now, how do you figure these things out? Because I know, like with astrology or numerology, you know, you sort of like go to another method of examining or reading for people and stuff. What do you read when you do a psychic reading?
Yeah, well, for me, I just tune into people's energy. So I kind of get myself in the zone a little bit, and I just go right in and kind of look at where people are at. So I've never used any tools, although, you know, a lot of people like them. But for me, it's just it's a state of mind that I've been able to slip into very easily. And I think anybody can slip into that state of mind. It's just about how naturally it comes for them. And some people are going to have a lot more blockages and barriers to getting to that level and then trusting the information they receive. You know, I was pretty lucky. I had a mom who just, she didn't encourage me one way or the other. She just said, you know, do what you want to do. And so I never shut it off like so many people do when they're little, or they feel weird, or they feel out of place, or they get made fun of, or that, you know. And so I was really fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, somebody else might have just thought you were whacked out.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I completely understand and I completely relate, because I was very, very in tune when I was younger. And I kind of tuned out, I think, when I was like, because I was scared. I was really scared because I would see things and spirit, this one spirit, it's another story. But I was haunted forever. And I kind of turned it off in my teens. And then ever since then, I mean, I would know things before they happen, kind of things. I still do occasionally, but I've tuned a lot of it out. And now I want a lot of it back. And it comes and goes. It's weird. And I don't know how. Sometimes I want it to be blocked because I'm terrified.
Yeah.
and other times I'm like, no, I want it. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think the big thing now is, it's like, we don't want to be getting rid of like logic and reason and analysis. We just want to also be using our intuition and our emotional side. So it's kind of combining those things to make the best decision ultimately.
Right. Now, so is this what you do full time now? Is this like your
job?
It is.
Yeah, so I do reading full time, and then I'm actually I'm just launching a new spiritual coaching program, a new spiritual development program for you know, people that want to further their professional goals or their personal goals.
Awesome.
Or want to get more in tune. So and people can actually go to coaching.michaelmapes.org. That's not even available on publicly on my website yet, if they want to read a little bit about that. And so it's for really for people who they believe in psychics, they've had a reading, and now they want to really put the spiritual techniques in place to create the life that they want, whether that's money, career, relationship, you know, whatever.
Right.
That's
awesome. Now, I mean, so how does it work? I mean, do you have to actually be physically with a person in the same room, or can you do it over the phone?
No, well, I mean, living in Iowa, about 90% of my clients are phone clients.
They're not there,
for me, and a lot of people like that phone reading because they know that I can't see their facial expressions, I can't see what they're wearing, I can't see what, you know, I can't get any of that information just by looking at them, and
right.
so they actually like that kind of almost distance between us.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get into a reading? Like, I know certain people that I know that read, they say their prayer and they bring in their guides and whatnot and they go off the guides. I know each person's different. How do you start readings? Do you call in guides or it just comes to you?
Basically, it just comes for me. When I started, I had a really kind of long process of going into this sort of meditative state and asking my guides to come and asking my loved ones on the other side. But now I've just worked with it so much I can slide into that in about half a second. You want to do a little quick mini reading?
Okay.
Do we have time for that?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I know Sam would. Okay. Sam would love one.
Yeah, you've wanted one,
I
so
know.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell us about Brigitta a little bit.
Yeah, it's so interesting as I tune into you, Sam, because it's like I could just sit with you for about an hour and sort of peel back all the layers of your personality, but I just want to give you kind of a couple of different things that come into me. You know, you have a natural skepticism about your personality. I appreciate that. I actually think that serves you very well in life because you're able to cut through the crap very quickly, and so you're not likely to be taken advantage of, and you end up a lot of times, I think, as you're like really a solution giver to other people. So if people come to you just with you know, ideas, you're very much, well, what are you going to do about that? How can you put it into form? And so your kind of activator energy is really in helping people move forward. There was a grandfather who came through for you. This felt like your dad's dad, but there was just a sense of the kind of men in your side, really, it's like there's a really hard work ethic there as well. And so that's kind of propping you up, but it's like he almost sort of comes through for you. There's some freedom of movement with him. So I would feel like before his passing, there is either kind of, he was kind of restricted a little bit, and that felt like there was some muscle joint, something pain connected to him. One thing I had kind of coming up for you is in the next 60 days, there's going to be two speaking opportunities. It's like you're going to be approached two different times to either be an MC, to be involved in something. These are two things that you're not currently aware of. You'll be approached sort of for two new gigs in the next 60 days. As well. So that's kind of what I get for you just right off the bat.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Like
she
it.
Likes that. Yeah.
And you, it's funny because both of my grandfathers appear to me a lot. And my dad's father, he comes and goes. My worst of times, I feel like he's there. And my mom's dad, he was there for a while. And then he's there occasionally. He likes pennies and doors.
And for you, do you know why you get the men coming through to you?
I'm not sure. Maybe because I'm in the state where I can't stand men right now. I'm kidding.
No, it isn't. It's because you have such a you have a little bit of that masculine sort of provider energy. So you're always putting new projects into place. You're always thinking of new ways to bring money in, which is interesting because for you in the next year, there's a book or writing project coming up, and there's a charity project related to self-esteem for young women that you're going to be involved with as well. But you tend to kind of be that person to get things done, and you are sort of a person who can you can kind of play with the boys, and sometimes you can even beat the boys, and so that's why you get the male energy coming through for you.
Okay, yeah. This is true.
I know, it's like you got to look out, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, someone tried to challenge her the other day, and she kicked him in the nuts, you know. So.
Well, you know what? I was held in an elevator. It was actually really. I had the worst week last week, and maybe we'll ask you about that too. I don't know if you know anything or you're really into the I'm so affected recently by the Mercury retrograde. I usually don't get as affected, and it's been awful. I mean, this week has been better, but last week it was just, oh my gosh, why? And it was really bad. And then on Friday, this guy kind of came after me, and I got out of it by kicking him in the balls, but it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I always have my astrologer friends always call me and say we're in the retrograde, and I try not to like pay any attention to it, but I forget, and then like once I know it starts affecting me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, people do seem to be very like affected by it, and for me that's like they're definitely just kind of gravitational energies and cosmic energies that sort of affect us in ways that we don't know. And then I kind of think about like all the technology and all the like low wave frequency and all this with cell phones. It's like mm-hmm. there's got to be kind of some, you know, something gravitationally or planetary wise that affects what we go through here.
Yeah. I think very interesting.
Now, so you can connect to our energy over the phone? I mean, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Sam's a skeptic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a skeptic. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about myself.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's like if you think of everything vibrates on certain frequencies. And so distance is something that seems real from a human perspective. But, you know, from a spiritual perspective or even from a spiritual perspective, you know, distance space is relative. And so
right.
all I do is kind of tune into it through the sound of your voice or through, you know, a particular question that you ask or whatever it is. And so it's just kind of going into that frequency and then reporting the information. I always say I do the best when I just shut up and listen.
Right.
So when I kind of get my own thoughts out of the entire thing.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah.
Is there any way that you could possibly give Sam maybe like a little insight to because he's like such a skeptic and I want him to feel.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, I feel it's like. You know, I don't want to get into that, but yeah, I'm a skeptic. That's true. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And it's like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, one of the biggest things that I find in my work is that people give way too much of their personal power away to somebody else because mm-hmm. that person claims to be a psychic or claims to be a therapist. So it's like,
yeah.
you definitely want to be like very discerning and you definitely want to, you kind of want to have sort of your absolutely, you know, your own bar. So when you get that experience that feels right to you, you can trust it. But you certainly don't want to be just believing whatever somebody says, you know, because they say it sort of without.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, because it seems like almost every person I meet is saying that they're a medium or a psychic, you know. And I'm like, okay, the whole world is, you know.
They're making my work hard.
Yeah. No, because, you know, we're in a radio station. So, you know, so they like coming here and do readings and stuff like that. And it seems like everybody's like that. So, you know, I don't know. But so what can you tell me about me? What are you getting from my energies right now?
Yeah, it's interesting because the kind of first thing that I tune into so clearly with you is that there's such a difference between the person that people see with you and then the person that you truly are. Because believe it or not, there's like this completely sensitive side of you. There's a side of yourself that actually your feelings get hurt a little bit easier than you like to acknowledge, a little bit easier than you like to admit. It also feels to me the next 2 years are big travel years for you. Some of that feels actually like Europe, overseas travel as well. And then, you know, it really feels to me like as well, there is a humanitarian side to you. So there is like a charitable side. There is kind of a fixer side as well. And sometimes I think it's like there's a lot of external to you. So there's a lot of sort of blockage kind of between. It's like you keep kind of these parts of yourself a little bit more hidden, a little bit more guarded. And it's not that you should or shouldn't put those out there more. It's just that you're. If you wanted to, they're certainly there, because I do feel like sometimes it's not just a skepticism about psychics. It's kind of a skepticism sometimes about like the human race and like if people will sort of do the right thing. And so I do feel like a lot of kind of your goal is to like learn that like some people are trustworthy, that some people like are very well intentioned. And I think that it's like it's that like kind of more secretive side of you, I think, that people don't always see, that I think actually as you move through kind of the next couple of years of your life is going to help you be very effective, because in terms of kind of your career and where you're at professionally, you're not finished, you're not at kind of your end goal. And so, I mean, for me, you'll always be the type of person who does a million different things, but not all of those things are things that you're presently aware of.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I know sometimes, you know, not only the reading, but the psychics will give like their opinion or, you know, ways to deal with it and stuff. Don't you think you have to be like a qualified psychologist or something to give people advice like that?
I don't. I give my friends advice all the time.
Really?
And I'm definitely not a psychologist by far.
I think that, you know, I think there's definitely an ethical line. And what I try to do is sort of report the information or help people to kind of get to a certain place in a very non-judgmental way. And, you know, for me, that's really kind of about the ethics of the psychic and the person doing the work. You know, I say no to clients. I turn clients away. I only let people get 2 readings a year with me at most. Mm-hmm. And I recommend 1 every 2 years to avoid dependence. But there's a lot of predatory people, unfortunately, in this and then every other profession. And so it absolutely just kind of falls to people to use their own power to make sure that they're not getting taken advantage of. And I always tell people in my readings, if something doesn't work for you, leave it behind. It may, you know, or revisit it later.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds good. Well, do you want to give out your website so people can check it out and get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. It's michaelmates.org, and find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter. All my information is there, and there it is.
Sounds good.
And your Twitter is at Michael Mapes, and his last name is M-A-P-E-S, so Michael, M-A-P-E-S. So,
yes.
Yes, it is.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for calling, you know.
Thank you so much, guys. Have
so
a great day.
Awesome.
You're awesome.
Yeah, and good luck in Iowa and also in Austin.
I will need it. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
We'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Well,
so that's cool. Yeah. I think he's really awesome, really cool. I like his website a lot.
You like psychics. You brought a few of them on the show, you know.
Just David.
Yeah.
Dave, just
really?
Dave,
no. What about the lady that called from Florida?
Yeah, the lady from she's really cool. She's different. She's a psychic, but she tells you how to be in tune with yourself.
Right.
So it's like she tells you how. She had a book on telling you how, like, some people are emotional, some people pick up on just, you know, like that whole thing. And hers was teaching you how to be psychic.
Right.
And she is too, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, cool.
But it's kind of like the thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've always been into it since I was young, and it's funny because actually Dave, he had told me, which I had already known. He's like, you know, you're very psychic and a medium as well. You already know that. Whether you want to go through with tuning into that, you could make a lot of money off of it, but you won't do it.
Right.
And it's funny because I won't, but I don't really, it's not even that I won't, it's that I'm scared of it, because when I tune in, I see everything and I don't like it. I'm actually terrified of like, because I see people's I read energies, you know, very easily off people, and that's why I don't know, I get, if I don't like you, I don't like you.
Really?
And I can meet you once and I won't talk to you ever again. I'll make it my best to avoid you. And I know it's funny, but like my friends get mad at me. They're like, can you just give them another chance? And I'm like, but I give chances to people all the time.
Right.
I do. If I feel like they have good energy, but they're just not there in their life, then okay, I'll let them back in later and I'll forgive you. And maybe you're there now.
Yeah.
And no. And no. But when it comes to if I meet you once and I don't like you,
No.
Yeah, because my friend has this girlfriend, and this is funny. They all went out last week, my bad week, and they're like, oh, well, she's going, and I'm like, I'm not going. And they're like, you've only met her once. I'm like, I know, but she was an awful, awful person, and I really just don't want to be around her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
But,
and nothing really happened between you? It's just her energy? Is that what you said?
She was really rude and really insecure.
Right. So that explains it.
But I just read her
psychic for that,
instantly.
Right?
Yeah, but I read her instantly, and I was like, you know what? This person, I wouldn't trust being around me, and I don't want as part of my life.
Wow.
So, because I try to bring in, like, better, higher vibrational people, good people around me. I don't need negativity. I have enough stupid things that happen around me. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I want to keep it good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Keep it good.
I want to keep it good.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
So, there's a couple things I wanted to bring up. First of all, is I guess this hospital patient decided that, you know, I mean, she's got like a brain tumor that's killing her. So she's in the hospital and she was lighting up a joint, you know, for medical marijuana. And they told her, you can't do that. And she's pissed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's because, you know, I guess it's legal in California, but the federal law is still considers it illegal.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you know, I guess...
Which I think is so weird.
It really is, you know?
It's odd. It's like, okay, you can... Then how do you do this? Let's say it's legal here, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, the feds raid your place.
Right.
Well, then what?
Yeah, then you're shit out of luck, and
but
they do that.
But that's not fair because you have a medical card.
Right.
Right? And you're legit. Because the state says it's okay.
Right, but the federal government overrules the states.
I know, it's such bullshit.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
But at the same time, it's cool because we are able to make laws even without the federal government being giving us an okay. You know? And that's it. I mean, look, there's several states now that have legal medical marijuana, and they don't really get harassed, you know? I mean, they just like sometimes every once in a while somebody's going to make a threat and this and that and all that. But eventually it just stays the way it is, you know? And I think that eventually it's going to become legal because it's already been considered like okay. You know, and I just don't understand this, you know, and I mean, this can take like days of discussion and stuff, but the differences between marijuana and alcohol and all that shit,
right?
And, you know, and
well, we can go into it forever, but it affects everyone differently.
Right.
Like, you know, for example, a lot of my friends smoke weed. I can't smoke weed.
Right.
It makes me, I am stupid. If you ask me to drive smoking weed, I see things in the middle of the road. Really? I actually like hallucinate. It's bad.
Wow.
Or I get so tired that I fall asleep immediately. And there's no way in hell I could ever operate a vehicle being high.
Yeah.
No way. I am on another planet if that happens.
Yeah.
And I don't do it anyway because it makes me super depressed the next day. So I haven't done it in years.
Yeah. Like, it does affect people differently, that's for sure.
So that's why I don't do it. But with drinking, you know, I can have I know my limit of where I'm fine and I'm, you know, and I can drive.
Yeah.
But
because that's your poison, you know, and you're familiar with it and you know that,
you know, this
is what it takes.
You know what it is, though? I think also it's because you can regulate the amount of percentage and you know how much percentage of alcohol is in each thing. It's regulated by the government. So, you know, 6% alcohol or 7% alcohol or in like beer and then like, you know, it's 70% and what, you know what I mean? So you know how much you drink. When it comes to weed, you have no idea what's in it. Like you can't.
That's true.
So
but
maybe
that's why you take one toke at a time.
Don't spit
your drink.
I just drank tea and spit it all over for those that don't know.
And I didn't really say anything funny.
No, but I just had this thought in my head, and it made me laugh. But it also makes you think. So if you eat a cookie, you have no idea.
No, cookies are bad.
How much weed is in that cookie?
Because it creeps up on you too, you know. And although for me the edibles do absolutely nothing.
Really?
I never got high off of an edible.
What?
But yeah, I don't know why that is, you know.
I see monkeys.
Really?
I like see things. This is why I don't do that.
Yeah, it's because you don't do it. That's why, you know.
But then like because of that, then I start everything spins and then I just puke. Oh,
yeah.
I puke, can't stop.
So you
puking.
Don't enjoy it. Yeah.
No.
You might as well don't do it. And everybody's got their poison. You
know,
some people like this, some people like that. And,
yeah.
you know, like you know, I like weed, but I don't like alcohol that much.
Okay,
so it's different. It's how it affects you, you know. And, but, yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that it's already, like, sort of acceptable that I think it's a matter of time before it becomes, like, because, I mean, what's the difference? I'm already buying this, so what if I get it for recreation? So, yeah, I mean, what is it, like, illegal to enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
You know, it makes absolutely no sense, you know. And you seldom see car accidents with people that get high, you know, because they drive more carefully, you know. Sometimes they drive too slow.
I beg to differ.
Okay,
you don't say the accidents because they don't blood test you on the spot.
They could if you, they could. I mean, they could take you in and give you a drug test.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. I don't think that's really, It's more, people will drink alcohol because it's legal.
Yeah.
So if we were to legalize pot everywhere across the U.S., you're going to hear more stories.
Probably, but, you know,
I mean,
I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody that wants to smoke weed, smokes weed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it stops anybody.
Yeah, it'll just be easier.
Yeah.
Before you know it, we'll be at a restaurant and we can order a joint.
Oh, I would love that, man. You know, when you go to Amsterdam, you sit in a cafe.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Vancouver,
you know?
I mean, too.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
They let you smoke recreationally on the street?
Well, you can't.
Or like it's, in it's the coffee like shops. It's just like here.
But there is a there are coffee shops. Like I went into the bars there and there's a room just for smoking weed.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And you don't need medical cards there or anything. You just walk in and you buy the weed or whatever, or you just go in and you smoke weed in this room. And we were in there with cops one time.
Really?
And this was like, I mean, I'm talking, this was like 10 years ago. Uh-huh. And we were in there with like, the cops were just smoking up too. I'm like, really? What? And I was like, all paranoid. Like, oh my God, I'm already getting in trouble. Oh my God, oh my God. And they're like, chill the fuck out. Fine, Vancouver. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you go in Amsterdam and you go into a coffee shop. They have like lots of them.
I saw Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. And yeah, there were a few movies there actually. Bigelow, remember that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the second one. Juice Bigelow.
I love that movie. I know it's so stupid, but I love it.
I know a lot of people do because it's really funny.
Yeah, I like him as an actor. He's just stupid.
Yeah, but I know. He's got a TV show now, but I don't think it's doing very well.
What show? I don't even know.
It's called Rob, and it's like he's married to a Mexican woman. So the funny part is
I don't mean to laugh at Mexican. Yeah, I'm laughing. I can imagine how retarded he's going to be.
Yeah, you know, and he's dealing with her family. And,
gosh.
Cheech Marin is her dad.
Oh,
you know, so
I would
like
totally
really
watch this.
Yeah, you should.
I just didn't know it was on.
I just don't know if it's still on anymore. Oh. You know, I think it was on Thursdays, but you can check it out and see.
Yeah, maybe I'll Hulu it.
Yeah. I watched like a few minutes of it. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that. But I mean, I really think that people have demonized marijuana for so many years, and it's not even about the getting high part of it. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like politics and shit like that.
Yeah.
And people discuss it all the time. You know, we have Cannabis Nation, which is a show here on Fridays at 5.
Oh, really?
And they talk about this stuff all the time. Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, why is it bad to smoke recreationally? You know, I mean, what's the big deal?
Right.
You know, but that's the thing, is that people try to make the decisions for you, and that's what irritates people here. Because in this country, it's like at least the ideal is freedom, you know?
Right.
Let me do whatever I want. If I'm not hurting you, then leave me alone.
Well, you know what I do have to say, too, is, you know, it's not like you're going to smoke a joint and go and rape someone or someone, whatever, because it mellows you out, whereas if you're drinking, oh, well, I was drunk. It's an excuse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And or, oh, I don't know, I blacked out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So
I know, there's a lot of blackouts in, you know,
alcohol.
When you drink. Yeah.
Yeah. Although there's a lot of things that happen when I used to smoke weed, too. I'd be like, I have no idea. I don't know. I lit my hair on fire once.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not even kidding. I had my hair in a ponytail. Because I laugh. I get like, I used to get stupid. Like, I'll just sit here and be like,
like giggles and shit.
And like laugh at everything. Everything's so funny. And I remember laughing, and I light candles, and so I laughed, and my ponytail went in the candle. I didn't know it was on fire, and my friends were sitting around me, and they're laughing so hard, and I'm like, what? What? What's that smell? And they're like, oh my God, Bridgetta! I'm like, what? And my ponytail is just like lighting on fire, going all the way up.
Oh,
and then I realized it, and I was like, oh my God, my hair is singed.
That's scary shit.
Holy shit, I know. So stupid. This is why I don't ever smoke weed anymore either.
Yeah.
But, yeah. If I used to smoke weed, it would be like giggles, or I would just go somewhere where it would... I mean, I will say I was very artsy at the time. I was an artist, big-time artist.
And sex is the best. Sex and music is the best when you're high, you know?
I do remember that.
Food is good, too.
Oh, one time I blacked out during sex.
Really?
Yeah, on weed.
On weed?
Yep.
Wow.
I had smoked a lot. Not even a lot. I'm sorry. This was a couple years ago. And because I hadn't done it in forever. And I smoked it. And I was so stupid off of, like, smoking a joint. And we were having sex with my boyfriend at the time. And I don't remember. I remember, like, waking up being like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Wow.
Or, like, and it's weird because my body was all into it. My brain was somewhere else. So, like, I mean, because I get crazy, but it's like, I like come back to you and I'm like, what? Like, it's like I flew away for a moment.
Yeah.
I flew the cuckoo nest.
But food, sex, and music, that's the best when you're high.
I guess. I get philosophical too. Do you ever get that way?
Yeah.
And start talking
about things and stuff. But yeah, and it does make you creative, and, you know,
maybe does make you creative.
Feel that it makes you creative, but no, I mean, I've created things while I was high and stuff, so, you know, like music or whatever, you know. So it depends, you know, when you get used to something, right. then you're functional, you know.
You can
still function, yeah, and do it, you know, so.
I do miss the creativity part, I have to say. Like,
do you?
Yeah, because I you know, I used to paint all the time, and I don't anymore.
Really? Wow.
Well, a little bit, but not like not like I used to.
I know. It's sort of like you outgrow these things, you know. I mean, I used to be into my guitar for so many years.
Yeah.
Now I don't even get near it anymore.
It just sits there and you look at it and you're like,
I give it to my son, so he plays it,
That's what your son's like, really good, right?
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. I posted a video of his on Facebook. You gotta check it out.
Yeah, I think
he like shreds like crazy.
That's awesome. How old is he?
He's like 19, 18.
Okay.
18, yeah.
Is he like in a band or anything, or does he want to?
He wants to be in a band, yeah. But right now he's just like, you know, learning and learning and learning more and shit. And he's amazing, you know.
Would you let him go to MI if he was like, I want to go to...
My daughter went to MI.
Oh, okay, so you
for
would.
For singing and stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's not like I let her go.
Right.
She decided to go.
Well, see, my parents
it's a lot of money, though.
My parents won't let me do things like that.
Really?
They wouldn't know. I wanted to go to art school, and they said, no, you're not allowed.
Yeah.
And I got into places, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Figure it out yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, your kid grows up and you're like, I can't tell him what to do anymore, you know?
Yeah.
My daughter was like 20. It's like, you know, what are you going to say, you know?
I think
she went and
cool.
got her own student loan, so you can't stop her, you know?
See, that's smart and that's cool. I think it's good that you supported them, though, or my parents did not.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you don't have a choice. You have to support them, otherwise they'll fight with you and not speak to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got a phone call.
Okay.
Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting. Hi, Brigetta. This is Casey, your new friend.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. This is my first time listening to you guys' show, and I am excited.
Wonderful.
Using some great information, and I listened to some past archives, the one from Friday.
With the Craigslist
conqueror.
Have you tried that at all, the tactic?
No, I haven't. Not yet. I haven't been to the website and checked out the book yet. Now, I messaged Brigetta to ask her if she had finished reading it yet to get her thoughts.
I haven't. I have so many books that I have sent to me right now that I'm trying to do. But Sam just sent it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably read it. This week is a crazy week for me. So I am going away. We're both going on vacation.
Like last week.
Yeah, we're both going on vacation next week. So next week when I'm sitting by the beach, that's when I'll be catching up.
Yeah,
she'll
be reading that and figuring out, you know, how desperate are men to get on fucking Craigslist.
You never know. I might Craigslist in Florida.
You're going to off that Craigslist account, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Under fake names.
What about you, Sam? Yeah. Have you read it in its entirety?
I've been reading, I almost finished it, in fact, you know. And, I told him, I said, I wish I could put this to use, but I'm married, you know, so I don't think it'd go over very well, you know.
I don't think so either.
But I would love to try that stuff, man, to see if it works.
What if you and your...
Go ahead.
From what I heard from him, he was saying that it was all types of categories, and then there's couples
Definitely. You know, I mean, I don't think you're always going to find like a very hot chick, but if you're just into sex and you don't care about looks so much and stuff like that, you probably get a lot, you know? So it depends. Uh-huh. But he said that he gets fives and tens, so you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So where are you calling from? Are you here in town?
I am actually in Northern California, in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
Northern California, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, there's a Pittsburgh in
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No one knows about Pittsburgh, California. Every time I mention it, California has a Pittsburgh?
Yeah. How did you end up there? Were you born there?
No, I was actually born in the Bay Area in Oakland.
Oakland. So what made you move to Pittsburgh?
You probably never heard of that either, huh?
Yeah. So why would you move to a place like Pittsburgh? I would imagine it's a small place, right?
Yeah, it is. It's smaller than Oakland. It's a funny story how my life went. I moved away from the Bay Area about 10 years ago and moved to Florida, to Orlando, Florida. And just about 7-8 months ago, I came back for my niece's high school graduation, and I just ended up staying for the holidays because I hadn't been with family and all that time. And so I just ended up staying, and my sister moved to Pittsburgh, so that's who I'm with now, my sister in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He's actually a trainer. You're a trainer and stuff, too. And I noticed on your site, right? Like, you have, like, this thing on the Beachbody. Is it your version of Beachbody? Or is it, like, no. You use their program?
I use their programs. I'm like a business developer for the company, Beachbody.
Are you serious?
So that's funny. Because
I saw that, and I just downloaded it. I got it.
Don't tell me.
Let me rephrase that. I acquired it. And I used to do P90X was like my big thing, and I love P90X. And I went and tried the ab thing on there, or one of the ab things, and I didn't like it as much as the P90X, so I haven't tried the rest of the program yet, but I want to. But I always see great results, like, instantly. I'm that person that, in 2 weeks, I look awesome just from 2 weeks of doing it. But I need to get back in doing it, though. But I did not know that.
That's... We have some incredible transformations. People I personally know, it's not just the infomercials. It's people I personally know who have changed their lives in a year or less from using Beachbody programs and drinking the Shakeology shake that we... a health shake that we drink once a day.
Yeah, so, sounds interesting. We'll have to check it out. We do have to wrap up. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so if you guys need people in the program, I would be more than willing to volunteer myself.
Okay. Really? Take advantage of that. Yeah.
Facebook me.
Well, definitely. Let's keep in touch. I don't know if you have a different email address or we can keep in touch how we have, but definitely I would love to talk more with you about it.
Sounds good,
Casey. I will Facebook
you. Okay, well, we've got to run, man. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and you guys will hear from me again. I'm going to be a regular. I love you guys.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey. Bye-bye.
You guys take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the longest goodbye I ever heard.
Oh,
anyway,
cool.
Yeah, he's very cool. All right, we got to go. So have a great day.
And tomorrow, Card Counting Christians will be in the house.
Card Counting Christians.
Yep.
You can't miss that one. See you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.